preparations for entry. Young people need to be educated for entry into adult life. From babes through years of schooling and many on to colleges or universities to prepare for life. So with the followers of Jesus, they have to grow from babes in Christ to maturity throughout their lives. They are drawn of God to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. John 6, verse 44 and verse 65. These must start off with faith, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Those who have heard the invitation or call to follow Jesus, Matthew 16, verse 24, take up their cross and follow me. They have counted the cost and have accepted the call, will then need to diligently learn what is required of them. There is many scriptures that set details of what is required. In fact, all scripture given by inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, that is, teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Before we had the need of and importance of faith, and in 2 Peter 1, from verse 5, he tells of the need to add to our faith a list of other virtues, giving all diligence. Add to your faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity or love. Agape type of love, unselfish. During Jesus' last night with his disciples, he gave them a new commandment. John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. To love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. Peter continues in 2 Peter 1 and verse 8. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 10 and 11. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Not just an entrance, but an abundant entrance. There is the importance of doing these things in preparation to be acceptable for this abundance entrance. There are many other scriptures that tell of experiences along the narrow way. The need and the quality of love is stated in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 7. Before then, St. Paul was talking about gifts, and from verse 1 says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity or love, I have become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy or preaching and understand all mysteries and all knowledge and have all faith to remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor and give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. He shows how ability, knowledge, faith and sacrifice is not sufficient without the quality of love. Then he goes on to detail these qualities of love that are essential, starting at verse 4. Love suffereth long and is kind, envieth not, vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Verse 7. Beareth all things, believeth all things. Moffat's translation has always slow to expose, always eager to believe the best. Hopes all things, endures all things, love never fails. What a comprehensive list this is. How can we ever hope to attain it? From verse 9 onward, Paul tells us, For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, and thought and spoke and understand as a child. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as I also am known. But of the three, faith, hope, and love, love is the greatest. Back to verse 6 that I skipped over before. Love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. We must love righteousness and hate iniquity, and love the truth. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 reads, But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. St. Peter tells us in the last verse of his second letter, chapter 3 and verse 18, To grow in grace, or favour, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 10 to 18, tells of many things that are needed to be able to stand in this evil day against the many adversities and enemies. And from verse 10 it reads, Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We have his power to rely on and to support us. Put on the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The whole armour is needed to be able to resist the cunningness of the evil one. Verse 12, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. One translation has, For our contest is not with human foes only, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The Phillips translation rendering of the last part of this verse is interesting. His reads, Against spiritual agents from the very headquarters of evil. And verse 13, Wherefore, take unto you the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And verse 14, Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. St. Paul is telling us here the importance of truth, and also a heart for righteousness. Also, the whole armour of God, to stand and to withstand, as he repeats verse 15, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We can remember that the gospel was first preached to Abraham. In thee shall all the nations be blessed. Galatians 3 verse 8. And at Jesus' birth, the angel announced to the shepherds, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which be to all people. Verse 16 and 17. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench or extinguish the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. How Jesus, with the shield of faith and the use of the Word of God as a sword, was able to extinguish the fiery darts of the evil one in the temptations in the wilderness. What an example for us. And finally, in verse 18 of Ephesians chapter 6, praying also, always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. This shows the importance of prayer, and in the Spirit of truth, and also watching with perseverance, and also for all saints. 1 Thessalonians 5, 6 and 8 have some similar thoughts. Therefore, let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet of hope of salvation. Each of us needs this hope of salvation with faith in it, and the love in the heart for the truth of God's plan. So let us watch and be sober. There are a number of scriptures that tell of trials and temptations that are needed to develop and strengthen these necessary traits of character. The opening verses of James' epistle in chapter 1 and verse 2 to 4 says, My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, The Weymouth translation reads, "Whenever you find yourselves surrounded by various temptations," and verse 3 and 4 back in the King James Version, "knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." This shows the importance of patience, how it is needed to develop the other fruits of the Spirit. St. Paul tells us similarly in Romans chapter 5 and verses 1 to 5. "Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and receive in hope of the glory of God." The Taylor translation of this verse 2 reads, "And we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has had in mind for us to be." And verse 3, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that is given unto us." A list of 9 fruits of the Spirit are in Galatians 5 and 22 and 23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." In Romans chapter 8, Paul tells us of the suffering needed of the joint heirs with Christ in verse 17 and 18, Romans chapter 8, 17 and 18. "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be, we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." In Hebrews it tells of Christ's sufferings and being made perfect or qualified. In Hebrews 12 from verse 3, "For consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in mind." In the Good Speed translation it has in verse 4, "You have not yet resisted unto death in your struggles with sin." The word chastening in the next verse in various translations reads training, correction, discipline. "If ye endure, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?" The end of verse 7 by the Phillips translation reads, "No true son ever grows up uncorrected by his father." Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1, "Wherefore, holy brethren, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him. He was made a little lower than the angels, that by the grace of God he should taste death for every man." In chapter 4 from verse 14, tells us how we can have faith and confidence and assurance in his sympathy and help. It reads, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly or confidently unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." The old priesthood was made without an oath, Hebrews 7 and 21. But this one with an oath, taken from Psalm 110 verse 4, "The Lord swore and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." The end of verse 28 of chapter 7 says, "But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore." Other translations for consecrated are perfect, qualified, perfected forevermore. And so Jesus is perfected, qualified to be a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. To conclude, for the followers of Jesus to be qualified and acceptable for their future work of service, their character needs to be stabilized in the fruits and graces of the Spirit through many trials and testings, as well as an accurate knowledge of God's plan of the ages, including ransom, resurrection, and doing away with sin to accomplish restitution, to grow in grace and knowledge. But there is a warning in 1 Corinthians 8:1. Knowledge can puff up, but love builds up. There is a saying, truth without love is hard. Love without the truth is soft, meaning it allows all sorts of ideas. But Psalm 89:14-15 tells us, justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. These need to stand with the whole armour on, and having done all, to stand. Mercy is an important ingredient. Blessed are the merciful. Humility is very important. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. In 2 Peter 1:5-8, a list of requirements is given, that if these things be in you and abound, you shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, or advancing knowledge, Weymouth translation. Verse 11, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly, unto the everlasting kingdom of our God and Saviour Jesus Christ. Not just an entrance, but an abundant entrance. Amen.